A man is in critical condition after a pickup left northbound I-77 and crashed into New Michelin Creek in Canton Monday night. Canton fire officials say the wreck occurred around 6:30 near the Route 800 exit. A vehicle was found submerged upside down in the creek with one person trapped inside. Firefighters removed the man and performed CPR before he was taken to Altman Hospital. The Stark County Hazmat Team also was called to prevent fluids from the vehicle from contaminating the creek. The cause of the crash is under investigation. An Alliance man is facing multiple felony charges after police say he abused a developmentally disabled adult during a family visit in Smith Township. Police say the victim, who receives care from an in-home care provider, was hospitalized July 1st after being found with multiple severe bruises. Investigators say the injuries led them to 20-year-old Glenn Martin, who was staying with the victim and her family. Martin is charged with patient abuse, caretaker assault on a functionally impaired person, and felony theft. He's scheduled to be arraigned Thursday in Mahoning County Court in Sebring. Canton police are warning that juvenile curfews will be strictly enforced during this week's Pro Football Hall of Fame festivities. The curfew starts at 9 p.m. Friday in the downtown Dora, including Centennial Plaza, and at 11 p.m. along the Grand Parade Route and other areas of the city. Centennial Plaza will also have security screenings, temporary fencing, and no unaccompanied minors will be allowed inside the gated area. An Alliance woman has pleaded not guilty after police say she threatened to shoot officers during a standoff. 20-year-old Anasia Lee Cyrus was arrested Saturday night at a home in the 800 block of South Liberty Avenue after a 23-minute standoff. Police alleged she had a knife and hammer near her, claimed she had a gun, and made threats before being taken into custody. Cyrus faces aggravated menacing, inducing panic, and obstructing official business charges. She was arraigned Monday in municipal court, posted a $5,000 bond, and is due back in court August 10th. Massillon police are warning residents about a recent check fraud scheme targeting mailed bill payments. Officers say checks mailed to Aqua, Ohio, have been intercepted, altered, and rewritten before reaching their destination. Police urge residents to monitor their bank accounts, use secure mail drop boxes when possible, or pay bills electronically. Anyone who believes they've been targeted should contact their bank and local law enforcement. Metallus is reporting strong second quarter results. The Canton-based steelmaker posted net sales of 11% from the first quarter to more than $341 million and net income of $8.9 million, up from $5.4 million in the previous quarter and $3.7 million a year earlier. Officials say the gains were driven by increased shipments, improved pricing, and product mix. Metallus also reported a healthy order book and says it expects profits to continue improving throughout 2026. An Akron man who pleaded guilty to drug charges in Portage County Common Pleas Court is sentenced to 8 to 12 years in prison. 34-year-old DeAndre Justice pleaded guilty to aggravated trafficking in meth and possession of a fentanyl-related compound one day before his trial. An alert by a canine with the Portage Aggressive Crime Enforcement Unit during a traffic stop on I-76 last May led to a search that uncovered 171 grams of methamphetamines, over 8 grams of fentanyl, and 12 grams of cocaine. Justice, who was a passenger in the vehicle, admitted ownership. A man serving life in prison without parole for a Wellsville murder has lost his appeal. The 7th District Court upheld the convictions of 35-year-old Gino Wall, ruling there was sufficient evidence to support his aggravated murder and witness intimidation convictions. Wall was convicted of killing 30-year-old Robert Heron of East Liverpool in September 2024 and threatening an eyewitness to the crime. Authorities are searching for a missing 13-year-old Youngstown girl who they believe may be with her non-custodial father. The Mahoning County Sheriff's Office issued an endangered missing adult alert for Zaniah Diaz, who was last seen July 27th on Kendis Circle in Youngstown. Deputies say she may be with 59-year-old Hiram Diaz. Anyone who sees Zaniah or has information on her location is asked to call 911 or the sheriff's office. Goshen Township Police are investigating after a swastika was found painted on a roadway. Officers say the symbol was discovered on West Calla Road between Stratton and South Duck Creek Roads. Police say there are no cameras in the area to identify a suspect. The symbol has since been removed. Youngstown police arrested a man in connection with a Sunday morning shooting. WKBN-TV reports officers responded to a call on a Briar Hill housing project where they found 18-year-old Isaiah Christian. He was wanted on a warrant in connection with a July 16th shooting at an East Lucius Avenue home that left another man wounded. A juvenile told police a person wearing a mask fired two shots at him at the Briar Hill address. Both shots missed. Christian was identified as the shooter. He was charged with felonious assault. Austin Town has a new township trustee. Jamie Saccone was appointed Monday night to fill the vacancy left by Robert Santos after receiving a unanimous vote from the two remaining trustees. She is a Boardman High School school graduate and has operated a local State Farm insurance agency for years. Saccone was selected from 13 applicants and was sworn in to begin serving immediately. A Warren man is being held without bond on felony kidnapping and gross sexual imposition charges. Court records say 28-year-old Jatice Gary was arraigned Monday in Warren Municipal Court for alleged crimes that happened Sunday in Warren. A judge ordered Gary to remain in jail, citing the violent nature of the allegations. Further details were not available. He is scheduled for a preliminary hearing Thursday. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.